Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine. This is Get the Funk Out. And if you're not familiar with my show, you can visit the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. If you're not familiar with KUCI, first time tuning in, you can visit kuci.org. We have an incredible mix of public affairs and music shows, but I'm happy to be with you this Wednesday. And kicking off today's show is Sam Hayes. He is talking about his debut film, Pools, and he's joining us now. Good morning, Sam.
Hello.
Congratulations on your film. This is a fantastic film.
Thank you so much. Thanks for watching.
Absolutely. So I want to back up before we dive into the film a bit and have you tell listeners a little bit about how this idea came about.
Yeah. You know, initially I just felt like the premise of pool hopping would make for a perfect coming of age story. And a lot of my favorite movies are coming of age movies, like The Graduate, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, The Breakfast Club. And so I wanted to make something in that vein, but, you know, make it my own and make it for our time.
Yes.
And so it was really that and sort of the idea of the glowing blue light of a pool in the middle of the night being such a interesting and spiritual feeling sort of draw that I thought would make for something really interesting.
Is this some kind of experience that you've had, or are you a swimmer, or do you just find, you know, peace and comfort in a pool?
It's definitely an experience that I've had.
Okay.
And fond memories. For sure.
Cool. Well, I am a swimmer, but not like a crazy, like Olympic swimmer.
right.
But I did resonate with the film so much because at its core, it's really about, to me, resilience and how saying yes to the unexpected can kind of lead people back, right, to their life or joy. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, like, that premise that, like, all-night excursion is a chance for the characters, and especially Kennedy, to, like, totally lose herself in the moment. Mm-hmm. And by losing yourself in the moment, you know, you forget about all your worries about the future and what you have to be and what you should be and all this stuff, and can sort of return to a real sense of, like, who you are when you least expect it, and what you really want, what really matters to you. I think sometimes it takes, like, really losing yourself in order to, you know, let the dust settle and see, you know.
And find yourself.
Figure out.
Find yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
So can you give listeners a little sense of the synopsis of the film?
So Kennedy is stuck in summer school at Lake Forest College, north of Chicago, after, Lake Forest University in the movie. Whoops.
That's okay.
But after legal naming reasons. But so she's stuck in college trying to make up for her flunked last year, sophomore year of college. They're giving her a second chance because she was like this straight A student that suddenly, you know, after her father's passing, just started messing everything up. And so they're giving her another chance to make up for these failures and, you know, have a fresh start. She's totally messing it all up again.
Yeah.
Not showing up to class. There's a heat wave going on, and she's desperate for some air conditioning, which is broken in the dorm, and winds up kind of based on this dream she has, deciding that she needs to, you know, instead of buckling down and returning to class tomorrow, she's going to get kicked out if she doesn't get back to class tomorrow. And but instead of buckling down, she's just so torn up inside, she decides to rally this ragtag crew around campus and go on a pool hopping mission after midnight in, like, the luxurious estates around her college town of Lake Forest, Illinois. And there are some incredible sort of old money mansions around there. And yeah, so they have this wild night and wind up breaking into a mansion and, you know, partying the night away. But through all this, she ends up figuring things out and sort of finding herself along the way. Not that she gets it all figured out, but but coming to peace with, you know, herself and what she wants.
Oh, it's great. Was this shot post-pandemic?
No, it was, well, kind of. It was shot in the summer of 2021.
So oh.
4 years now since we shot it, which I could get into that process if you want.
Well, I would like you to, but I have to say, so here, what an extraordinary experience for the actors, because outside of production, people are wearing masks and it's, you know, people are being safe and they're experiencing the joy of connection.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, we were wearing masks on set, but the one time you don't have to wear a mask is if you're an actor and you're acting in the scene.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Was it your intent that one of the big themes would be connections? Because I love that. And I feel like that's a great message post-pandemic, because I don't know if you're aware, but a lot of people are struggling with their social health, with connection and having a life off of their screens. And especially post-pandemic, there's a lot of social anxiety.
Yeah, no, they really are. It's a huge problem. And it was only intentional insofar as I didn't want phones to be like a big part of the movie.
Yes.
You know, nobody really even brings their phone. Like,
no.
The only person who you see using a phone is Kennedy, and it's because, and Michael, because like Michael, his boss, keeps calling him
right.
and wanting to fire him. And Kennedy, her, you know, dean of students, keeps calling her and trying to, you know, get her to get back to class. But other than that, we don't, you know, see the phone because, yeah, I mean, I think people, myself included, we're all addicted to our phones. But when we do break free from them, those are when we, you know, create real memories and, you know, things that actually matter.
Yeah.
But now it's like we're getting into this world where we don't see the digital world and the physical, actual world as like different anymore. People are starting to see them as one and the same, and I don't. You know, I'm 35, so I don't know. Like, if somebody who's like 22 is probably just like, yeah, like I don't know. It's they've grown up with a phone
exactly.
since they were conscious, you know. So
yes.
like, it's how can you not?
Well, and what's great about this film, because of what I mentioned to you about connection, is that it's so timely. Like, it's an evergreen theme.
Yeah, well, that's really good to hear. Yeah, because I wanted it to feel like present, but also like timeless. Like, I mean, I think coming of age stories are timeless. Like, you can watch The Graduate, and it was made in 1967,
mm-hmm.
and it completely holds up, like, 100%. It's just,
yes.
like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's, people are, a story about a person finding themselves and just trying to figure out what they even want amidst all the pressure of society is, you know, has been going on since the dawn of time, I guess.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with director Sam Hayes about his debut feature, Pools. And I was going to make a silly comment. It's making waves on the festival circuit. So tell me, I know you've gotten great response from South by Southwest and TIFF. Tell me what people are saying.
Yeah, so we opened at South by Southwest Sydney. Mm-hmm. That was our first festival. We wound up winning the audience award. So that
Congratulations.
Was very cool. That
very
it
cool.
resonated. And,
yeah.
And then after that, we played TIFF Next Wave. They have they select 10 films a year that they think are really great for, like, Gen Z or for, like, audiences 15 to 30.
Okay.
And that was a blast. Cool to be a part of TIFF. And that sold out in, like, record time. And then we, before the theatrical release, we played a festival, Rhode Island International Film Fest.
And oh, yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
That's great.
Also went really well. We won the Audience Award again. We won Best Comedy Feature.
Fantastic.
And our lead actress, Odessa Zion, she won Best Actress.
Not a surprise,
so,
Sam. She's stellar.
Yeah.
She's stellar. Yeah.
Yeah, she is so fantastic. Most festivals don't have awards for actors and actresses and stuff. But that one does, which I think is really cool. But yeah, we're in theaters now. It's you know, it's only playing right now in LA, New York, and Chicago. But come September 5th, this weekend, it will be nationwide.
Oh,
and like
that's great.
80 to around 80 theaters to start, I believe.
That's great. How did you do the casting?
The role of the air conditioning man, Michael Vlamis, I wrote that for him, like, from day one.
Okay.
He was always that. He's one of my best buddies, and we've worked on a lot of projects together and written together and stuff, and he's a great actor. He was just cast in Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey, which he filmed earlier this year. And then we have, with Odessa Zion, that was a role that I kind of had a vague idea of the character in my head, or rather a fairly specific idea. And, and I was writing, kind of doing some rough writing of these, you know, characters, and I didn't really know where the story was going. And then I saw her in a friend's Instagram story, and it was just like, oh my God, she's perfect for this. And was able to get a coffee with her and take her through kind of my ideas and vision for the movie. And
that's great.
And it was great. And from that point on, I wrote the role for her. And thankfully, when I finished the script, she really dug it. And so we went ahead and started the process of making the movie and, you know, continuing to build the package. And at the time when I first was writing it, I thought it was, thinking of it as a much smaller project than it ended up becoming.
Well, so what does it feel like now that it's out in the world?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's been, and it's still ongoing, you know, I'm still pushing this thing out into the world. And so the work isn't done yet, but it feels amazing to have it out there and see that it's resonating with people. I've been working on it all in all for 7 years.
Whoa.
If you go from like when I first started concepting the script, it's been 4 years of since we shot the movie, which was like a year of post-production, and then, you know, basically a year for the strike in Hollywood where
right.
it's just kind of dead. And then,
yes.
And then I reworked it and re-edited it. Oh, sorry, sneezing.
You can take a moment to sneeze. It's okay.
Oh, no, it's all good.
Okay.
And then, finally after that re-edit, I was able to take more time with it because of the strike. And it allowed me to see, you know, a lot of ways to improve it and tighten it up and stuff. And so after that, things started to go really well, thankfully. And, we got more festival traction. And then, you know, Circle Collective came on board. They're a part of Utopia, distributor. And really grateful for them. And, now we are doing all these really fun events to bring it to the world. We threw a pool party premiere in Chicago.
Fun.
We threw one at Chicago Soho House to promote the film. We threw a pool party premiere in New York at the Arlo Williamsburg, like a screening in the ballroom and a giant pool party on the roof. Those both sold out, and now we're back in LA, and we actually have a pool party at Soho House downtown LA tonight. And then some events going into the weekend, and it's, you know, it'll be playing in theater. So it'll be playing first at the Newart Theater.
Newart?
Yep.
Okay, when is that? Over the weekend? Okay.
Yeah, we are like red carpet premiere where we'll have a Q&A with the cast and everything will be Friday. It's playing there now, though. You could go watch it tonight.
Okay. I want to put that up on the show page. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, yeah, yep. Put it up.
I will. Anywhere else in L.A. or surrounding areas?
It's playing at Alamo Draft House right now. I just did a couple Q&As there the past couple nights.
Okay.
And if you just go to pools.film, www.pools.film, it has like all of our theaters displayed there around the country. So
great, I'll do that.
Yeah, there'll be some more in L.A. as well.
That's fantastic. What would you like viewers to take away from the film?
I would say if you don't start now, like not happening. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like if there's something tugging at your heart that, you know, isn't what you're doing with your life, and, you know, you feel like the way Kennedy feels in the movie, like your life is going one way and your heart is in a completely different place, but you feel like you have to do this, that, or the other because of who you used to be or what you expect or what's acceptable or what others expect or what's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's always now. It's always right now. There's no, you know, such thing as the future. The future never arrives. So, you know, if there's a small way to start doing right now the thing that, you know, is tugging at your heart that maybe is a little bit less certain or, you know, that you're a little bit afraid of, you know, just try to start doing it.
Great message.
Don't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I love that this is geared towards Gen Z, and it really could be anyone, but especially Gen Z because of how much this generation has been struggling post-pandemic. And to the message of make your own path, you know, there's so much pressure from society, from family, from stereotypes, and you need to go this path and do this. And I love that you address that message in the film, and that's all I'll say. I don't want to give anything away.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add?
I don't know. Do you have any other questions for me? Any curiosities about the film or anything like that?
Sure. I mean, I talked about the messages of connection and mental health and well-being. Do you see this film possibly also screening in events that do focus on mental health and resilience and well-being?
That's a good question. I mean, I'd be flattered and honored if it did. Have to talk to my therapist about that.
Because I think of NAMI, the National Alliance of Mental Illness. I'm a member. And I think, you know.
Oh, really?
At some event, this might be a great film to spark up conversations because a lot of times people are socially awkward, anxious.
Yeah.
But to go to a film like this and then maybe have, you know, some discussions or, you know, breakout sessions among the attendees who are Gen Z might be really powerful and spark them to share their own journeys.
Yeah, I think that'd be amazing. That's a great idea. I mean, yeah, the film deals with grief and, you know, paints a picture of, you know, the idea that grief is really not linear and, you know, it's not like grief necessarily just looks like you're moping around and you're so sad all the time and yada, 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 and then you're better. It's like, you know, I mean, it might look like overwhelming anxiety, you know, and it might look like parting your ass off, you know, to try to, you know, escape.
Yes.
It can manifest in so many different ways. And I know that a lot of people that have, you know, been at the premieres and the festival screenings that have lost somebody, this is like really resonated with them and they found comfort in this character and the way that Odessa, you know, portrays that character.
Yes.
She's just such a good actor and did such a good job with this film.
She's fantastic. You know, I want to add to your list of what grief looks like. It could also be somebody that is so busy they don't want to stop to sit in that grief.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, that's another big one. So I just want to mention that the film is now showing, you said, in 80 theaters, or it will be in 80 theaters?
Yeah, it will be. You know,
okay.
So it's rolling out. The nationwide break is this Friday.
Okay,
and
great.
And then there's still more theaters that get added, like, the next weekend, the next, et cetera.
Fantastic.
So just look out for it, you know, follow, you know, Pools movie on Instagram or just check the pools.film website.
And I put the trailer on the show page, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. See, I thought you'd be a perfect guest, Sam, to be on Get the Funk Out.
Yeah.
I
like the name of the show.
Thank you. I will say this. So I was fortunate to study screenwriting here at UCI. And I love that you started this so long ago because I feel that a lot of times we create something, we think it's going in one direction. And then, as you said, you wrote the part for Odessa. You wrote this character. And so you start evolving as a writer over time, and your perspective changes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's been interesting because I didn't mean to write a story about my own coming of age story when I set out to write this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sort of what unfolded was just like kind of my last, 8 years or so, since from maybe the years 20 to 28 or something. It's just sort of what came out in the form of like a 2-night pool hopping adventure.
Fine.
sort of compressed into that. So, what was the original question? I lost my track.
What'd you say?
What was the original question? I was going somewhere with this and I just lost it too early in the morning.
It's totally fine. I was just talking about how isn't it interesting how script ideas can evolve? You start with one idea and then I've taken so much time, but it actually turns out for the best.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's all felt very, very meant to be. And mm-hmm. yeah, from the concept of the script to actually writing it to then looking back to editing and looking back years later, I'm still kind of like learning what it is, and what this is really about. And, it's morphed in so many great ways.
Fantastic.
As we've created it.
Well, that's a wrap for us because I've got another guest coming on, but I want to thank you so much for calling in and congratulations. I hope to meet you sometime. Pools, it was showing at New Art and Alamo Draft House. Is that correct?
Yes.
And people can head
sure
to
those
and head to pools.film
as well.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you so much and congratulations again. I really enjoyed it.
Great. Yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was director Sam Hayes talking about his feature film, Pools, which is out now. And you've been listening to Get the Funk Out. If you get a chance to see Pools, it's really funny, it's heartfelt, and it's a reminder of resilience, showing up really when we least expect it, sometimes even in that late night pool hop. I'm Janine. This is Get the Funk Out. Stay tuned. We'll be back at 9:30, and we'll be right back and take a little break. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.